drinks don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it is. We got a great, great show cracking tonight, and we got a great, great young lady on the show, and she's going to not only bring you some great knowledge, she got a great hit record out as well called Girly Girl. So before we bring her on to introduce herself, we're going to go ahead and play her hit record, and we're going to get back with you. So we'll be right back with our homegirl in the house.
It's Cruz. Yeah. Me, I'm a girly girl. Girly girl. Oh no. Oh no. Me dice baby, baby. Baby, baby. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. I'm not your girly girl. Here, rock your world. This, señorita. No es tu noviacita. No me digas baby, baby. Here, in this world. Esta señorita. No es tu noviacita. As I walk into the room, all the fellas say, ooh. My time. Just cause the music turned up doesn't mean I'm here to hook up. Me and my girls just wanna get down. A todas las mujeres que no se dejen, que no se dejen. A todas las latinas que no se dejen. Que si sabes cuánto vale. Me llamas girly girl. Doesn't really impress me. Just keep your number to yourself. In the room and look for someone else. I'm just here with my girls to dance. A todas las mujeres que me sigan, que me sigan. A todas mis latinas que no se rindan, que no se rindan. Ow! Tambor CEO, you're killing it, boy. They ain't ready.
and gentlemen, we right back as we promised, and we're going to go ahead and bring our great guests on tonight, and it's going to be a phenomenal interview and a phenomenal night. Hey, hey, welcome to the show. You're on the air. All right, we there, Ms. Cruz. How you feeling?
I feel awesome. I feel very, very blessed for you to have me on your show, brother.
Oh, it's all good. So we're going to get straight to it. I want you to formally introduce yourself to the viewers, and we're going to get this interview started.
Perfect. This is Cruz Carrillo from Tambora Records International. And, you know, I'm wide open for this interview, so I'm ready.
There it is, then. So we're going to get right at it, Cruz. I would like for you to tell the viewers, how did you grow up? Where did you grow up? And we're going to start right from there.
Well, I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington. So shout out to the 206.
all day.
Yeah, all day. Yeah, I grew up in Seattle, a city called SeaTac, actually. So, and you want to know how
Schools. Yes, 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 indeed. Let the viewers know what's good.
Okay, well, you know, well, there's good and bad, but, you know, I, you know, grew up in SeaTac and, you know, at a young age got involved with, you know, the street life and gangs, you know, thinking I was cool and, you know, those things, and kind of ended up in the judicial system at a very early age, and then after that into group homes and foster homes all around, you know, the Seattle, Washington area, and then I had a child at a young age as well.
And that right there, when you had your child, did that change some of your views, Cruz, or how did that take place?
Completely. When I was pregnant, I moved away to a middle upper class area called Bellevue, Washington, Redmond, Washington, just to get away from the whole gang scene and all that stuff and the trouble that I was in, you know, always in court and stuff. But when I got pregnant, I totally did like a 180. You know, when it came to a lot of things, you know, I had to grow up. I was going to be a mother.
Dig that. And I want you to let the viewers know a little bit about how did you even get involved with dealing with the gang and the hustle life at that time, and what age did you start into that life?
I started rebelling, I call it, at around the age of 12 and a half, 13, you know, with my mom, like, never, you know, always in and out of the picture, and I never knew who my father was, so I didn't have, like, you know, that male influence there. You know, I was always made fun of in school. You know, I was a big, you know, dork at the time. I was bullied, you know, I had bullying issues. You know, I was made fun of, and, you know, my self-esteem was low, and that's, like, when the, you know, when the gangs were, you know, the 90s, you know, I should say, and, you know, I had the Dickie suits on, and, I was wearing colors and rags in my hair, and, you know, it was just like a cool thing to do at the time, and they were your friends, and they showed you love, and you got to, you know, run around the streets with no, you know, basically like we were adults already. You know, I was a ward of the state. I was a runaway.
Wow. So I would like for you to let the young viewers know right now while you're on the line, Cruz, what advice would you give a young child that's even thinking or even into that right now at that age?
Oh, man. Stay in your books. Stay in school. Have a goal. Be focused. You know, that the whole cool thing and what's going on, and, like, you're not missing anything. You need to develop your mind, your spirit, you know. You're always going to have, you know, time for fun, but it's just not the right way to go. I mean, it's not worth it, you know. I had to go through it for a reason, and I understand that now. But before, you know, I just thought, you know, why me? Like, why did I have to go through all that? And I don't want another child or, you know, someone to have to go through the life that I did, you know? And, you know, and if you don't have support at home, there's counselors, there's teachers, there's there's groups or some type of support groups, you know, Boys and Girls Club, all that stuff, you know.
Amen. And that's good advice, Cruz, you know. And let's jump into another segment, you know. Let's talk about when did the domestic violence hit your life, and when did you start being a victim and you victimizing? You know, let's jump into that for a few minutes.
Well, it started at a young age because my mother, she was a victim, and I watched it growing up. So I seen it my whole entire life that I can remember. You know, I remember age 4 and 5, so since then. And I thought that was love. You know what I mean? For some sick, odd reason, I thought that I was being cared about. You know, and with her in and out of my life so much and always seeing her abused, and she would leave me, you know, for these men that, you know, abused her, because, you know, I understand now, you know, at the time you think you're in love and, you know, he's going to change and all these things. And it's just a cycle. And my grandmother was in the cycle too. You know what I mean? So it was just a cycle that I knew that I had to break.
Dig that. And when did you begin to start breaking this cycle gradually to the point,
you know,
where
what?
You broke it?
To be honest, it's been recently, within like the last year, to be honest. You know,
and we want you to be straightforward.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Like the last year, I've really done a lot of soul searching, you know, and I've done a lot of research on domestic violence and, you know, wanted to let people know that it's real, it's out there. And, you know, I've had relationships where I've been just dragged in the dirt, you know, like my self-worth was at zero. I thought this was love, what I deserved. And not only was I, you know, a victim, but I, you know, I've caught a domestic violence case before. You know, I was an abuser at once. And again, you know, thinking that was love, or, you know, that's what caring meant.
Right. And with that being said, Cruz, you know, when you caught your domestic violence and you were the abuser, what led up to that situation where Cruz started being an abuser? Is it because you seen abuse growing up towards your mom and you was getting abused? Is that how that occurred? Or tell us about that one.
No, I was never abused as a child, but you know what? It was the rejection. When he started to reject me, I started to get very angry. And now looking back, you know, obviously it was self-esteem issues and things like that. But that was the whole, you know, thing. And plus, you know, with some alcohol put on top of that, it was disaster. You know, I ended up in jail, and, you know, what did I do? And you know what I mean? Like, you know, now I have this on my record, and, you know, I'm not proud of it, but it happened.
Yeah, 1,000 questions start being asked when you ended up there. And like you say, alcohol involved in a lot of different things. Then you wake up, you hear, and you're like, wow, what happened? You know, I was at the house at one point. Now I'm in here. What's good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so with that being said, Cruz, you know, we're proud of you that you done broke the ice with that and you realize what's happening. Now, let's talk about this great music that you're doing. How did you get involved with music?
You know, I started at an early age. My next-door neighbor would always realize that I was always alone. So they were missionaries, you know, and I think the dad was a priest at a church, and they would take me to church all the time with them. As a little girl, and I first sang in church, and that was just awesome. I didn't even know I had a voice or a talent, and I just, you know, it's something I always did, you know, in the house as a little girl, mimicking people, watching people, and, you know, the last 7 years is when I really started to do it. You know, I did the whole English, you know, R&B, hip-hop side. I really tried to pursue that, but, you know, I was still fighting inner demons and going through my stuff that I couldn't grow as an artist and go through doors that were open, but I went through them a wrong way.
Right, right. So with that being said, Cruz, you know, we got to your great single out now, Girly Girl, you know.
No,
how did that become about?
Well, I took like a year off from even thinking forget this music thing, I'm never, all this self-doubt, dude, like just, you know, negativity, you know, just putting myself down because I was, you know, getting out of another toxic relationship, you know, where, you know, he didn't really, you know, like my talent. If I sang, he
no
would tell
support
me.
There.
Yeah, he would definitely like, well, he was a producer, so when he would go to the studio, I'd be like, I would beg him to take me with you, like, take me with you, like, I want to be in my element, but no, he that was his thing, he got to do that. So after him and I separated, you know, I really, again, started looking at myself, and I was like, I'm not going to let this go, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this for so long, and it's in my spirit. You know, and singing is just a platform. You know, I love to sing, don't get me wrong, but there's so many other things that I want to do as well. And I was just like, I don't know, I just got this fire in me again, you know, like nothing was going to stop me this time. Like, this was it. Like, girl, you have one more shot. That's how I felt. And
right.
I've been giving it my all for the last, you know, 9, 10 months, and it's been a crazy transformation from being all depressed and all that to where I am now. It hasn't even been a year, and it's been an unbelievable change already.
Well, hey, you know, we are definitely glad to, you know, have you on the show, and definitely glad that we met you to start working, you know, more together and building,
no.
You know, because it's about building in the game,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
definitely.
With positive people and surrounding yourself with people that can elevate the game with you, you know.
Exactly.
And how did you get involved with your label, you know what I mean? Shout out to your label, but tell us about
Tambora,
that.
Tambora Records International. Shout out to Tambora CEO. You know, I was on Facebook, good old social media. I seen one of my friends had a Spanish single that he released, and I just pressed play, and I heard the instruments and the, you know, everything on there, and I liked the arrangement. And right away I put, who is this producer? And the producer, Tambora CEO, you know, sent me a message, and he said, it's me, you know, this is my music. And it just kind of went from there, and then we, you know, we had a Skype meeting, and we got to know each other a little bit, and, you know, and it just, it worked. We work well together, and I'm very happy where I'm at. It's the first time I've had a solid team, foundation behind me, and I never had that before.
Wow, well, that's beautiful. Well, you definitely got the streets and love your back behind you, 1,000%. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. And with that being said, I'm going to pass the mic over to my wife and let her slip in here and ask you a few things before we let you go, Ms. Cruz.
Perfect.
All right. Great story.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you a couple of things going all the way back. Did you have your mother and your father in your life when you were little?
No, I just had my mom and my grandfather, her dad. So he kind of helped raise me. He was more there than she was. But I just met my father, to be honest, like 5, 6 years ago. And I'm the oldest out of 5 kids. And me and my brother are 6 months apart. So I just met him. We don't really talk, but
mm-hmm.
I met him. I went down there. I met him and my other family in Houston, Texas.
It's got to be a little bit of a healing, though, and a closure to everything that's happened.
Oh, most definitely.
You know, not having a father in your life is like you said, your mom was with people who were abusive, and she was kind of in her own little world.
Right.
And you turned to the streets looking for that attention and that acceptance and that love that you found out there.
I did.
With your sisters in the streets.
I did.
I wanted you to talk a little bit about low self-esteem, because we know that you know, there's a lot of girl gang members then and now. And, you know, and there's some of them are pretty darn tough. I mean, they're going to stab you more, you know, quicker than a guy will.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about that, girl gangs and the self-esteem or lack of self-esteem that you may have when you're involved in that kind of life. What can you tell us about that?
You know, it's like looking back now, like it's, oh, I'm always saying, I wish I would have known. But, you know, I feel it all starts with the home, you know what I mean? And how you grow up. And, you know, I'm not perfect. Like I still have sometimes self-esteem issues, or I question myself, you know. I think it's always going to be, you know, a little bit a part of you, but it's just your whole it's all mental, you know. You really got to love yourself. And I know it's like so cliche to say, but that's what it really comes down to. And back then, when someone would have told me that, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Love yourself. Well, go away. You know what I mean? like, you're a weirdo.
But I think, you know, we all go through things in life, and that's what made us who we are today.
Definitely.
Some of us, it takes a little bit longer than others, but still, it still makes us, you know, gives us a foundation for what we are now. And, you know, thank goodness that we did go through some of those things, because we're able to use our experiences and teach other people the right and the wrong.
Which is a total
Exactly. Bad. Exactly. So I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you as well for going through all this and coming out to the point that you are now, ready to become a different woman and to do these great things that you're doing. And, you know, I've worked side by side with you, and you've been out helping us feed the homeless and stuff. So we know the love that you have in your heart and the things that you want to do. And so we're really proud. And like Rob said, you know, we're here to support you in any way we can as well.
I really appreciate it. I really do. Like, I really do. It means a lot to me. It really does.
So tell us what advice you would have for a young woman in a situation, like you said, a domestic violence relationship, or just in a relationship that's not going too well. What's your outlook on it?
You know, I feel like if you get to the point where you're not happy, you need to really, really take a step back and look at your situation. Like, because if you're not happy, then this person is not going to, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be happy for you. And, you know, if you're being, you know, abuse is not just physical, obviously, you know, it's the verbal and the mental, which, you know, kind of, it gets you a little bit harder.
It hurts more sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. And that's how I've had it. You know, I've had more mental and emotional than physical, but that still is no excuse. You know what I mean? You know, just take a step back and, you know, I used to look at my man like, you know, like almost like a god, like in a sickening way. But, you know, and we feel like we're so in love, and, you know, he's going to change, like I said. And, you know, there's people out in every state. I don't care where you live. There is somebody. There is a support group. There is a phone number you can call. If you have kids and you feel like you have to stay because of the kids, that's not true. You know what I mean? I've started from... my son remembers when we lived in shelters, you know. He remembers all of this. Like, you do what you have to do. You know, even that, if that's moving away, getting away from the situation, any way you can, confide in your family. Don't let anybody control you. Don't let anyone take you and your friends and your family away from you. These are all signs, you know what I mean?
Right. And those are some of the first signs, is that they try to alienate you from everybody that you know and love.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they try to say things to put you down, to make you believe that you're not good enough to do anything else or to be with anybody else. Or, you know, they push your self-esteem down.
Yes, definitely. You know, Just a year ago, and I'll share the pictures with you. I've shared them online. They're on my Facebook. But, you know, after here, I'll send them to you as well. But just 9 months ago, I was in an abusive relationship, and I took pictures after a fight. I don't know why I took the pictures. I just did. And I had them in my phone still, like, 3 months ago, and I was looking through them, and I looked crazy. I was crying. I looked so unhappy and dark. And then to where I am now, it's a total 180. Like, it's a total change, and,
right.
You know, it's just, you have to get that off of you and learn to love yourself, and then, you know, you can go from there.
Yeah, you have to learn to love yourself enough to know that the person in the relationship with you, there has to be mutual trust and respect.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because without trust and respect, you don't really have a relationship.
You don't. You don't. You're just faking. You're faking it. I remember.
Right.
I remember, you know, my ex and I always faking it, putting on this smile like we were this happy-go-lucky couple. But behind closed doors, I was miserable. He was, you know, he could do whatever he wanted, but I was miserable. And to finally say, you know what, I'm going to have to go through the heartbreak. I'm going to have to go through the pain. I'm going to have to go through this transition. It's not going to be comfortable, but I have to go through it if I want something better in my life and if I want to change.
Right.
And I stood my ground and I did it.
Do you think that you got into your relationship too soon? Do you think that that's...
Oh, my gosh. Yes, definitely. You know, we're always searching. We're always, whoever wants to, you know, feed us with... My whole thing was he made me laugh. He told me I was beautiful. You know what I mean? These little things.
Yeah.
I call them predators, you know, manipulators, con artists. You know what I mean? That prey on women with low self-esteem. And unfortunately, it's you know, things that we're going through nowadays. And, you know, I just, you know, self-esteem is a big issue. If I had the funds and right now, if I had the funds, when I do get the funds, I just really want to start a big self-esteem movement, you know, in elementary schools. To start off with, you know what I mean? I know there are some out there, but I can't wait to get more involved in that too.
There's so many things that I wish they would start teaching in kindergarten. They need to, teach against bullying, against violence, against guns, all these things that need to be taught in school, and I don't think they're being taught.
And they don't. No. They don't. Right. They just stick to the regular curriculum and, you know, and that's it. And that's just the cycle, you know? So.
Yeah. It's rough. You know, just recently, too, not too long ago, you were in the hospital and had some things happen to you. Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah. Well, you know, just, man, not even, I think it was like just 3 months ago, January. What are we in, May almost? Well, January, you know, I had to, you know, I got laryngitis. I lost my voice. Then I got bronchitis. And then I got pneumonia. Ended up being hospitalized and going to ICU, you know, I really thought I was dying. I thought I was dying, and I prayed to God. I said, please give me my voice back. Please, if you gave me my voice back, I promise you that things will be different. You know, we're always praying, you know, when it comes to that last moment. But, you know, I really thought it was over for me. I was saying goodbye to my family. And thank God, you know, I got pulled out of it and –
Were you intubated?
I was about an hour or two away.
Wow.
I was an hour or two away. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you promised God what?
I promised God that I would use my voice if he gave it back. Because I had laryngitis. I couldn't speak. My lungs were giving out.
Right.
And so, and this was January. And when I got out of that hospital, I've been going ever since. You know, they tell you to take it easy or whatnot, but here I am.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Well, you can use your voice not only to sing, but as an advocate and as a teacher.
Right. And yes. So,
there's a lot of work to do.
I got goosebumps.
There's a lot of work for you.
There is.
That's for sure.
There is.
You know, and that's what we're trying to get back into the schools. We used to go out to the schools a lot and talk, and we need to get back in there. We need to...
Yes,
you know, bring a team together so that we can all go in and share these stories to the junior high and high school kids. And, you know, we know they're having it rough, and some of them don't have their mothers and fathers, and there's a lot of parents that are in jail. And, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of kids out there that are in distress and just don't know where to turn sometimes. And we need to get to those kids, you know.
Yeah, I want to bring, like the big brother, big sister program back. Like, there wasn't enough volunteers and... Like, you know, all that stuff. Like, I can't wait. I really can't.
Yeah. So you're going to be going to a couple of different retreats here in the near future?
Talking
about that?
I am. I'm going to Break the Silence Against Domestic Violence, their yearly retreat in May, and I'm very excited to see all my sisters so we can all, you know, just love each other and heal and, you know, hear everybody's stories and just take classes on, you know, and workshops on how we can be better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Take lots of notes so you can come back and have a little in service for us all.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, and then where did you say you were going this week?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this weekend I am very blessed because I am able to go to the Latin Billboard Awards. Like, I'm going to Miami, and I'm doing the whole, you know, dress thing, like, you know, like the whole evening gown.
Oh,
I never went to my prom, so I'm kind of feeling away, you know, like this is a moment for me.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It's going to be very fun. The networking is going to be crazy, and I'm ready to have a good time and just meet so many great people in the Latin community.
Amen.
Yeah. That's good. Do a lot of networking, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Well, it's been a great show, and really happy to have you share your story. It's powerful.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're definitely glad to have you on the show. Any last shout-outs you'd like to give, Cruz?
I want to say thank you to the Arizona Event Center in Mesa, Arizona, and to my team, Tambora CEO, Tambora Records International. Shout out to Rob and Lucinda and everybody in Seattle, everybody who's listening and who believe in me. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Amen. That's what time it is. So you heard it from our homegirl herself, Miss Cruz in the house with the hit song Girly Girl. Don't forget, check out down in Miami. You dig what I'm saying? That the Latino Billboard Awards is going down. And we just like to say, hey, we're going to see you when you get back. Have a safe trip. And we're going to kick that girly girl off one more time. And then we're going to get into our regular segment. Peace and love, Cruz.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cruz. God bless.
It's Cruz. Yeah.
That's my homegirl Cruz. You dig what I'm saying? With the hit song Girly Girl. Go cop that at iTunes, Google Play, all over. Just punch it in your Google search bar and grab that. You know what I'm saying? Great hit, and it's moving around the globe because we're going to continue spinning that song right here at the Streets and Love You Back radio show, you know. And at the top of the hour now, we're going to get into some songs from the Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 3, where you can get that on iTunes, Google Play, everywhere. And the first track we're going to play is called Dreaming, and it's going down, man. You know, be right back.
Oh, 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 oh. Dreaming from a thing inside out. You might not understand what it's all about. I couldn't even stop it if I tried. It's just the way I'm living life.
Knocking on wood, got a pocket full of change, with a fountain full of wishing. But Teen cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Gotta go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I was just lying to myself. Yes. Really believe no one would have me.
Sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Shahid the Great, the Crates, what up Vance Beats, Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna start. I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birthed to this verse? Feeling the labor pains of fame. With my pen verse, cries of emergency. Body shaking like an addict. I can't panic. I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary. To be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in change, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with. Just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade.
Yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start. I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle finger to the world, cause I made it regardless. All the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars
hey, yo, talk. I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' start.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Me. You're looking thirsty on the mic, homie, drink some water. Got it in my business, I am my father's daughter. get up and do something about it.
I respect your hand around here. For my life to change, gotta make a change.
You know, feel me on this one. Just follow me.
Every day I wake up, nothing's what it seems. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a damn dream. Lost in that dark, heart heavily spent. More time than a little bit, and careful for the benefit. Slip away from your laziness with no one else to blame but you for all this crazy shit. It's best you watch those who despise. Willing to tear down the walls of your struggling pride. Push to the edge, being forced to take a stand. Squeezing the water out the last grain of sand. Hoping that the piano teaches them all a lesson. Not the blind leading the blind in a life of depression. With that mother earth under peer pressure. Take a moment out your life, reach down and caress her. Life so succulent, giving more than what you get. Time to take my life somewhere where it ain't never been. I can't sit around waiting for my life to change. Gotta make a change for me. Yeah, I can't sit around waiting for my life to change. Gotta make a change.
Nah, all that arguing and fight, ain't you had enough of it? Ain't tired of sitting around and waiting on that wish list? Never thinking back, I'm full speed ahead, feeling deep in my soul. These buses want me dead. Now, what's a man to do when the world's gone blind? Blindsided by the snake eye while I'm climbing. Trying to make a path, but the water's still rising. Caught in that giant black hole like an enemy. Gotta get it, or it'll be the enemy destiny. To lead that well-known legacy. Reflected off the mirror so everybody see. If I fall, can't blame nobody but me. Come on.
I can't sit around waiting for my life to change. Gotta make a change for me. Yeah, I can't sit around waiting for my life to change. Gotta make a change. I can't sit around waiting for my life to change. Gotta make a change for me. Yeah, I can't sit around waiting for my life to change. Gotta make a change. I can't sit around waiting for my life to change. Gotta make a change for me.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back to the Streets and Love You Back hottest radio show worldwide. We got a guest in tonight. I'm going to bring my guest in, and he's going to say a few words. So we're going to bring in last four digits, 5172. You on there?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, we living out here, man. You know what I mean? Like I say earlier, I got so busy, didn't have a chance to get at you. But if you want to say a few words on the air, you can go right ahead, man.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I'm Adam T. Young. Also, my performance name is Dice May. I was past president on Sky Gang Music. You guys can do your research on that. Just relocated to the West Coast from Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, pretty much have been in this industry 16 years. Now I am on Forever Young Entertainment. Curtis Young, the son of Dr. Dre, has brought me on as an A&R representative. Also an A&R representative for WWMG, Worldwide Music Group Global Distribution Company in Groves, Fontana. So, you know, if you're an artist, you're wanting to get more exposure, you know, pretty much take your career to the next level, you can hit me up on Facebook at Adam T. Young, you know, and, you know, let's get it, man, because I'm ready to do this business.
My man, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that you was able to get on, man, and say a few words. Any shout-outs you'd like to give any of your homies across the globe?
Yeah, I appreciate this, man. I really do. I'd actually like to do, you know, an interview one night if that's possible, man.
Oh, it's all possible, my brother.
All right. Dope. And, you know, I also appreciate the love for 97.7 Blazing Hip Hop. You know, I've been the real DJ Charlie. He was on Sky Gang Music as well. So Scott, the Radio Grind. I'm sure you know them. You know, those two, they're brothers of mine.
Them are homeboys. Much love out to DJ Real.
Yes. You know, it's all family love, bro. You know, but, you know, like I said, I've been in this game 16 years. I also am an artist myself. I go by Dice May. And I'm working on an LP called 11 Stitches, 14 Staples. I'm hoping to put that out by October of this year, actually on the date of the main reason why I made this LP, October 5th. There's a whole story behind it, you know, and that's just going to pretty much, you know, keep on coming out as I work on this LP. You know, you can't give them everything. You know, if you give them everything, you don't got nothing to give, right?
My man.
Yeah. So also a producer and engineer. So, you know, if you see me around in this new area, you know, just got a banging ass crib and been, you know, doing the new move-in routine. You know, you got to do, everybody hates the move, but once you get in there, you know, it's the best feeling in the world, right? So,
right, it is what it is.
You know, God is always good. God is always good.
Oh, man,
you know,
he's
you
the
do,
greatest,
you,
baby.
Yes, you do right in this life, man, and you do right by him. I swear that's all it is, man. That's the formula right there, you know.
Oh yes,
and
number one.
Yes. So I really appreciate for bringing me on tonight, man. And like I said, if anybody wants to get at me, I'm on Facebook, Adam T. Young. Yeah, I'm pretty much the first search result when it pops
up. My man.
All
and
right,
if I'm, you get anything you need me to spin on the show, Adam, just send it to me on the MP3. And, you know, we played hits, we break songs right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And I sent you the website in your inbox. So, you know, do your research on me and what we do here, me and my wife at the movement. And we help educate kids to a better tomorrow. So, you know, we can all lock down and keep educating these youngsters, you know.
That's what I'm all about too, man. It's about changing this music to better the generations, man.
My man, you know. And I'm going to send you some dates that I have open, and we're going to get you on the show for a full interview, and I'll send you them dates sometime tomorrow, and we're going to keep this thing pushing, and we're going to keep pushing you as well, my friend. We all in this thing, one love, one faith.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Rob.
No doubt. Have a good evening, my friend.
All right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly, there's the K-State guy again. Does he ever give up?
We're chasing dreams, man.
You got it in your pocket.
Yeah, serious, what up? K-State movie, y'all know who I'm, what up, nigga? I'm a bad brother. It's the money boys, man.
You got it, can't nobody
tell. Yeah, it's the money boys, nigga. Must be dreaming cause I'm feeling right. I'm popping tabs, getting high like I'm on a flight. Bottle water, and I'm headed straight to Colorado. A Latin model, got me feeling like I popped a molly. Man, this life I'm living got me crazy, I know. And you a fool if you don't think I'm getting money, for sure. Yeah, half these niggas in my city lazy. And the other half these niggas pay me. And I'm on top cause I be chasing dreams. You on the bottom cause you chasing fiends. I'm about them commas like a string of beans. I make money, never switching teams. Feel like my life is on the edge of earth. For what it's worth, I'ma ball until I'm in a hearse. It ain't no stopping what I do, I just attack the grand. The devil working while my mother eats my worried man.
You got it in your pocket.
Baby, are you still never be the one that holds you up. I can only be the one that holds you down. I can never let them just show you up. When you see them hoes, you know you showing out. When you going out, Coco Christian, Louis Mason, all the latest British. You are nothing like them basic bitches, so you rocking real gold. Ain't no dipish. Girl, you know I'm out of getting paper. Tripping cause I said I'll call you later. You know I'm on the grind and I come home to you, loving you down and still you call me player. Who that that's gonna hold you down? Who you calling, he gonna come around? I don't get it, why the f*** you tripping when you know for sure that I ain't f***ing around? Baby, got you down like you say down.
Thank you. falling out of control. We falling out of control. We calling, balling, baby. We falling out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. Ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Know where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's ball out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We ballin' out of control, my people. We ballin' out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? We ballin' out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We got to take it to the top, my people.
Get down to the sounds of Slim the Deep, my 4-4 Magnum Symphony. love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Still going club up, but you talk
club bangers. Oh, hey, baby, Slim Britton, Slim Britton, Slim Britton, Boy Records.